Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for having us here today. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. We are here to learn about your message. Help us understand what it means and help us apply this message into our lives. Use me as your mediator to speak about the message of God. Guide and lead us. Thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, I want to talk to you about the message of thanksgiving and prayer. We have a Thanksgiving service today, and some people might have wondered why we have a Thanksgiving service today. And thus, I need to explain why. Let us read First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. It says, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Here in our church, we are worshiping God with all different ethnic groups. According to the 2013 Statistics New Zealand, there are 213 ethnic groups and 196 countries here in New Zealand. Each country has different traditions and cultures. Every year, Chinese, Koreans, Japanese, and Vietnamese celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival. It is also called Moon Festival. It is held on 15th of August in the lunar calendar. In the Gregorian calendar, it is held on the 15th of September this year. On this special day, Christians among those ethnic groups have had Thanksgiving service to worship God who created the heavens and the earth. As you know, Greyfriars is a church with many cultures. There are about 21 different ethnic groups here in our church, and we respect other cultures. On 2nd of October, we will have a White Sunday service. It is a traditional service for Pacific Island Christians. And our church has done this service for a long time. Today, we have a Thanksgiving service. It's a service for all of us, not for Asian groups. It is a service to worship our Lord with thanks and by prayers. The theme of this sermon is thanksgiving and prayer. As believers of Christ, we give thanks to God at all times by prayers. In this sense, the book of Philippians tells us what the word of thanks means and why we give thanks to our Lord. Let us read Philippians chapter 1, verse 3. "Every time I think of you, I thank my God." It starts with thanks. We would often say, thank you, Mom, or thank you, Dad. Do you know when Paul gave thanks to God? As for this, we need to understand what had happened to Paul. Do you know where he was writing this letter? He was not writing this letter at a church or at a house or a beach or a park. He was writing this letter in a prison. A prison in the first century was not like that of modern times. It was situated under the ground. It was very cold and dark and wet. Of course, there was no sunlight. Oftentimes, a prisoner would have been beaten severely before being admitted into the prison. And thus, many of prisoners would have died in a few days, in a few weeks, or in a few months. Now we understand what had happened to Paul. He gave thanks to God in prison. When do we say thank you? When we give thanks. We would give thanks to God if something was well. The message tells us that we should give thanks to God at all times and even in hard times. In 1620, some Christian groups left England to pursue the religious freedom. They traveled for more than 2 months. 44 people died. Only 58 people survived and arrived in America. In hard times, they worshiped God and gave thanks to God. It was the beginning of Thanksgiving Day in America. Every year, believers of Christ would come together and worship God and would give thanks to God. In the book of Deuteronomy, we see that Jewish people would worship God after they finished the harvest. They would give thanks to God at all times and even in hard times. Today, we are here to worship God and give thanks to God. Based on the message of God, every day should be of thanksgiving. And every Sunday should be a thanksgiving service. And we see that Paul gave thanks to God at all times and even in hard times. Let us read verse 4. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. We want to be joyful. That is why we are here. That is what we want. One of the many words written in the book of Philippians is the word of joy. Do you understand Apostle Paul? He was in prison. He must have severely suffered. He must have been persecuted. But he was joyful. And he gave thanks to God. Here, the word joy comes from the Greek word chara. It is true and eternal satisfaction because it comes from our heart. It is based on our faith in our Lord. However, happiness is temporary because it comes from our circumstances. It can be changed. Look at Apostle Paul. He was in prison. He was having troubles, but he gave thanks to God. And this is the key to understand Christianity. And this is the key to understand believers of Christ. The book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 26 says, the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Disciples comes from the Greek word mathetes. They are believers of Christ. And they gave everything to Christ, to follow God. For this reason, early believers of Christ were having difficulties. They were persecuted, but they didn't lose their faith. They believed that God was with them and God cared for them. The meaning has not been changed. And our Lord Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33, He says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." In this world, we might have suffering. We might have trouble. However, we are not afraid. We are not worried, because our Lord has overcome the world. Learn from Apostle Paul. He was a disciple of Jesus. He was in prison. He was in hard times. But he was joyful and gave thanks to God. We are still wondering how he was joyful and how he gave thanks to God. Here is the secret. Let us read together. Verse 5. "This is because you have taken part with me in spreading the good news from the first day you heard about it." Here, I have a question to all of you. How did Apostle Paul survive? How did he overcome? Power? Wealth? Or money? No. First, he was with God, and God cared for him. And second, he followed God. He was preaching the message of God. That is why he could survive in prison. This can be applied to our ministries. In the 1970s, many believers of Christ here in New Zealand were preaching the gospel here in this country as well as other countries. Our Lord blessed the country in mighty ways. Korea was in hard times, but many Koreans came to believe in God and preached the gospel in the country as well as many countries. The country has been blessed by God. I personally moved to this country with my family in 2002. I had a plan to be a professor at a university, and I did my best to realize my dream. However, it was not very successful. I had been stressed and frustrated. One day, I was meditating the message of God and realized what I needed to do here in this world. It was the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 23. It says, "Jesus went teaching and preaching the kingdom of God and healing among the people." There is the ministry of Jesus, and there is the ministry of believers of Christ. I changed my mind. The reason why I'm here is to follow our Lord. After I changed my mind, my Lord started opening the door for me. He gave me a chance to take theological training here in this country as well as in the USA. Through many trials and sufferings, my Lord has guided me to very different ministries and churches, and He has led me to come to work here at Grey Friars Church. And thus, I'm here to preach the message of God. That is why I'm here, to work together to build the kingdom of God here in this church, Grey Friars. We have done great works. I have not done it by myself. We have worked together, and our Lord blessed our church. New people have come to our church on a regular basis. They have become members of our church, and some were baptized here in our church. That is not the end. It is the process. Let us come and walk together here in our church. Now I'll be reading verse 6. God is the one who began this good work in you. And I am certain that He will not stop before it is complete on the day that Christ Jesus returns. The Bible says Jesus is coming back. Until He comes back, we are to make our own efforts in teaching and preaching the message of God and healing to build the kingdom of God here in this world. Today, we have a Thanksgiving service in our church. As the Bible says, we should give thanks to God at all times and even in hard times. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 to 18 says, "Be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances." The message of God is so powerful, and it is still working. Apostle Paul was in prison. He was in hard times, but he could overcome. He was joyful and gave thanks to God. In this world, we might have suffering, we might have trouble, but we are not afraid. We are not worried. Why? Because our Lord is still with us. He has overcome the world, and He cares for each one of us at all times and even in hard times. Let us pray to our Lord. Dear Lord, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to save us and to give us a new life. We believe He has been with us at all times and even in hard times. And thus, we are to be joyful, to pray, and give thanks to God at all times. Thank you, Lord. Help us to live and work for you. And help us to serve you and your people with all our hearts, minds, and souls. Be with us. Bless us all. Thank you, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.